Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So what I'm going to speak about today was inspired by an email that I received from somebody who'd been listening to one of these episodes. And this particular person was really stuck in their life. And it was almost like the choices of things to do had them trapped and unable to decide on what to actually decide to do. And they were so engrossed in the consequences of any choice that they made that they were almost a bit like a rabbit in the, or a deer in the headlights, as the saying goes. The consequences of making the wrong choice, they felt were detrimental to, or could be detrimental to their life. What I want to share with you today is how any action at some times is better than no action. When you've got yourself into that kind of dazed state or state of panic, where you're not sure what to do or where to go, or, you know, if you do anything that it's going to be dire to the rest of your life, then any kind of small action can help start to build momentum. Because it's a bit like trying to move a really heavy wheeled object. I don't know if you've ever pushed a car, but it's a bit like that. You know, when you first start trying to push it, and we're talking about car being on the flat, not on a rise, because that doesn't apply. If your car is on the flat, when you to initially get it going, it takes a lot of energy. But once it's moving, it's a lot easier. And if you've ever steered a car that somebody's pushing, when you first start, it can be quite hard to steer because there's no momentum behind it. But once it gets going, then it's a lot easier. And I'm talking about a car that's switched off, that's maybe got a flat battery or something like that, and the power steering hasn't engaged yet, just to clarify. So what I'm trying to say is that when you start something, that initial energy, it can be quite hard to get something going. But once it's started going, it's easier to steer and it's easier to keep going. And that's why when you find yourself in a situation where you're particularly stuck or scared that you're going to make the wrong decision, any kind of movement forward is the right way. Because once you start moving forward, you can change direction, but at least you're moving forward. Otherwise, you stand the risk of being trapped in that space of no movement, of kind of fearful panic. And it's not a nice place to be in. And for all of us, some of the motivators in life are either regret from the past or fear of the future. And life is not always easy. And sometimes things happen that kind of cause us to get into a rut or cause us to suddenly stop in life or get derailed. And when we're in that space, if we allow ourselves, we can get completely trapped by fear of the future or regret from the past to the point where we don't know what to do next. So if you find yourself in this space, this is me saying, just do something, anything. And it doesn't matter. And maybe don't do a massive sort of grand gesture, because that might not be right. But start taking little steps. Start getting that momentum going. And once you start getting that momentum going, then you can start shifting and changing direction and making choices much more easily. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Thought Bite. As usual, all my links are in the show notes below. So links to my online courses, links to my website, links to my social media and all of that kind of thing. I hope you have a really stunning week ahead of you. Lots and lots of love. Bye-bye.